that many calls.
Trash.
Let's have a moment of prayer. Psalm 46, 45 says, God is our refuge and our strength, and he's there in times of trouble. And we're in times of trouble. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your words. We thank you, Lord, that you're there in times of trouble. We ask you to deliver us. We ask you to give our judge and county commissioners wisdom how to handle these things, Father, when we reopen the county. So, God, we just commit this meeting to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to Lee, Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
Thank you. All right, well, I appreciate everybody coming again. Like I said, we're still now in our meetings that we're having to have less than 10 in the room, and we'll be managing that as we switch people in and out to manage that 10 and keep our social distancing as so we can follow the recommendations that we're giving to our general public as well. So, first item on the court is to open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. And under this situation we have where if someone comes up, they can fill out the information card on the outside of court and then submit it to me. We did not have any again today for the public comment session of it, so we'll move on to anyone from the audience want to say anything? Anyone from the court?
Yeah, just I have one thing. I talked to Les Dangle yesterday. Les is on the board of TAN, and there was an article, I guess it was a news article on Channel 12 that talked about the funding that TAN got, and it looked like in an article that it was just for the Beaumont facility. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to make sure everyone knew that the Orange facility got some of that funding as well. And it was a chance to just remind everybody that if you're on limited income, TAN, you pay based on your ability to pay. So you can go to TAN, which is at the Northway Shopping Center, and you can get health services there for your child, for you, for yourself. And it's based on your ability to pay. So that's another asset that you have that need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Commissioner Meacham. Commissioner Rockford.
Judge, the only thing I wanted to bring before everybody here, I had a phone call from a nurse, actually, that is tending to some people in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably need to get with Michelle, too, at some point. And talk to her. I don't know if there's anything out there, but she was kind of relaying to me that these people in these nursing homes, they can't have visitors, and so that includes possibly their spouses.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have no connection, really, maybe by telephone sometimes, but as far as seeing their spouse, and she was actually telling me about like a 92-year-old man that had been married since he was 18, and his wife was still living in at home. Mm-hmm. And this was just an example of what she was telling me. And everything was fine, his medication was fine, but his health started deteriorating. And they actually ended up Skyping, I guess, or mm-hmm. FaceTiming or whatever it is, with his spouse, and his health became a lot better.
Yeah,
and it was just an example she was telling me that if you know someone in a nursing home, try to reach out to somebody or that nursing home and see if you can connect them, if they know somebody to connect to or something of this situation. And Michelle, if you know somehow or some organization that you might connect with that can help do that, we'd appreciate that also. That's all I have.
Okay. Yeah, I think we can look at some
good
options
points,
in that.
Good points.
Just want to clear up some seems to be confusion over the tax office. It is not open to the public. They will handle things in-house, mail in various different ways, drop boxes outside the tax office, but it is not open to the public for coming in. That seems to be a little confusion there.
Well, I'm
done.
Okay. And so basically what that's amounts to is we opened the county offices back up to the same limited access, but people are just reading the it's open part, and so they're assuming it's kind of wide back open. So I did speak to one of the artic- articles was wrote, and I know that we have our folks from the county record here today, and they help us with that, but also with KOGT, that the to go in there and clarify that statement so that people understand that it is still limited access only. It's not just wide open. And so he was going to go in and do some corrections on that and stuff, and I think that with them doing their paper tomorrow, they'll be able to make sure we get that clear, that it's still limited access. We did post a list. Thank you, Michelle and Christina, who's not in here, but they put together a list from all the county offices and how they're operating and how they're opening through this time period, so that people can just go, they'll go to that link, and they can look at that link, and it'll list all those things, so that before you come up here to your particular office or business you need to deal with, if you'll look at that, it'll tell you what's available, what's not available for public access.
Judge, could they put transportation hours on there too?
It has transportation
hours
on it. It does?
Yes, ma'am.
Know,
because
it breaks
people
it all down.
Call and they get all mad because, you know.
Click on the link.
And so that's deal. Also, I wanted to add, so we did update that, so that's fixed. And then also today I lifted the burn ban for Orange County. We will update it on the Texas Ag's office site, so it will show the county is not under a burn ban. We did that mainly because of the fact that our pollen count is down in very good, safe numbers. And because of the pollen count and the fact that we know some people need to burn some stuff, that our respiratory problem, because it was all about the respiratory issue. It was never about being too dry to burn. It was about respiratory stuff. And so with those two things being kind of leveled out, mainly the pollen count, we decided to go ahead and lift that burn ban today for Orange County. And so everybody can burn their stuff and can do that. And then, you know, if we see a need down the road, we may reinstitute it. But right now, it's lifted as of noon today. Also, I'd like to introduce, we have our new purchasing agent is here today. He's going to be in here briefly with us. So thank you, sir. Tim Bunches. And if you come up front, if you want to say something real quick, whatever you want to do, but welcome to the county. I'm sorry it's under such circumstances as this, but we're glad to have you here. And hopefully we'll be able to move forward and get normal stuff operating and get you back under the normal seat over there where Commissioner Reichert's taking your seat right now.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'm glad to be here. And I actually started last Monday. Another courthouse was closed, but on my first day of work. Yeah. But we still had some bids to open, and so we came in, got that done, and then took off. They said, what'd you do on your first day at work? I said, I'll send everybody home.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll send everybody home.
Not a bad way to start, I guess. Sir? Tim Funches. But welcome, and I appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll be talking more in the future, but thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Glad you're here.
Yeah. So any other public stuff? All right, and so item number two is discussion and possible action regarding re-extending the Orange County Disaster Declaration signed on March 17, 2020. That was a 30-day extension, so it expires on Thursday, April the 17th. So my suggestion is that our next Commissioner's Court meeting is on May the 12th. I mean we have the 28th and then May the 12th, which will be the 30 days, and we can, if we want to continue to May the 12th, which at that point we could renew at that time. I don't want to really go any farther than that at this point, but I do think we need to go ahead and do it till that next, till the
That's
our first
days.
Regular Commissioner's Court. It's a little over 30 days. Our first regular, we can go
you're
up to 90
You're talking about
days.
May 12th, correct?
May 12th,
okay.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, that doesn't pertain to the restrictions.
Doesn't pertain to the restrictions. That is just the emergency declaration that we fall under so that we qualify for any disaster assistance that we need. That's
and we
what
could
that's
extend
about.
It May the 12th.
We can extend it May the 12th.
We
can
drop.
Do it right now for 90 days, but I don't really think we need to go 90 days. I prefer let's go to the next, to that second commissioner's court and then do May 12th. And we can lift it at any time, mm-hmm. But we need to have an extension because it expires on Thursday.
I'll make a motion that we, or have you made the motion?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll make a motion we extend the declaration till May the 12th.
All right, a motion by four, a second by one. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, to extend the emergency declaration until May the 12th. Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that motion passes the extension. And again, to reiterate, Commissioner Viator said that does not change anything that we're doing right now other than it just carries that for another, for those that time frame, so we stay under the disaster declaration that we're under for reimbursement purposes. All right, item number four, discussion and possible action regarding items related to natural disaster Imelda. Thought Joel was going to be here, but some stuff came up in Beaumont. So unless somebody has anything specific that they want to talk about.
Did you skip three?
I did. We'll get that one and I'll go back.
Okay.
So we have no action on four?
No, there's no action on four.
No.
All right, and then I'm going to go back to number three because I jumped over it because I wrote my notes over the top of it. So discussion and possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioners Court issuing a proclamation declaring April 26, 2020 to May 3rd, 2020 as National Soil Stewardship Week in Orange County, Texas. And I have that proclamation here. And this is the proclamation I'll read. It's 2020 Soil and Water Stewardship Week Proclamation. Whereas fertile soil and clean water provide us with our daily sustenance, and whereas effective conservation practices have helped provide us a rich standard of living, and whereas our security depends upon healthy soil and clean water, and whereas stewardship calls for each person to help conserve these precious resources, therefore, I do hereby proclaim April 26th to May 3rd, 2020, Soil and Water Stewardship Week. And so I take a motion to accept that.
So moved.
Session.
Got a motion by one, and a second by two. Any further discussion? I'm sorry. Any further discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, and now we will sign that. And then if you want to come up and have, I'm sure you want to have, if you want to address the court in any way about in this.
We appreciate your support.
And just state your name.
Past and present. Dale Parrish, Orange County, Lower Sabine Nature Soil and Water Conservation District.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Dale, thank you for all your work on that. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I know it's been a long time, huh?
Keep pecking.
How long have you been doing that?
I've only been on the board about 3 years.
Okay.
Been working with them since 2002.
We appreciate your work.
Absolutely.
You might want to sign that first before you
give it to me. It never ends. Even if I'm facing you, you face to my face.
Yeah, Mr. Parrish, if you hadn't been here for one of Ms. Commissioner Beecham's signatures, it takes a while.
You might want to take a seat.
Get comfortable, whatever you need to do.
Okay. Would you use a left-handed pen?
It's a long-winded pen.
She has the longest name, and you can read.
She was a cursive writing teacher before cursive got pushed out.
But it's coming back.
I was wondering, how do they sign a check? How do you sign a contract?
They just print their name.
That's what thumbprint.
Put your X.
Put your user ID.
Yeah, we'll take them. You want to do a picture real quick?
If you'd like.
With it, and then when you leave, if you'll stop it.
Yeah, spread out
and
picture.
Spread out picture. And then if you want to just drop this in my office, she'll make you a copy of it.
Okay,
let you hold it.
I can go stand between them, and you go stand on the other side.
Yeah, we're going to kind of stay spread out as best we can.
Hey.
It's a weird picture. I know.
Can
you
run them right here? Yeah.
Hold on.
It's just
almost there.
Say cheese.
Water.
Clean water.
Say Roman.
Thank you, Ms. Parrish. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we're good. Was somebody else out there?
Next up.
Yeah, they want to both come in.
We're at Hurricane Harvey.
We are.
Anything special in Hurricane Harvey?
I held that a special.
I left my phone in the car, but I have some good pictures too.
All right. item number five is discussion and possible action regarding items related to Hurricane Harvey, including updates on Orange County buildings, properties, and roads. Mr. Kurt, you're up.
Judge, Commissioners.
Look how close I am.
I know. That scares me. I'm afraid you might hit me.
You're doing good right now.
Yes, the building, as she can testify, is it's looking good. We did get the other day when you called, did get the air conditioning going. So the biggest thing for Justin was to try to start painting the inside walls to keep the humidity out. And everything's working, and the guy's working well on that building. It shouldn't take too much longer on
it's
the inside.
It's looking really good.
Yeah, we had some suggestions about purple?
Some purple dots.
Yeah, purple dots.
Well, yeah, but we're not ruining my building.
We're changing the paint scheme.
Too long. We got in place.
I thought we were putting oranges on it.
Yeah, oranges.
What
Orange
are
County.
My front doors going to look like?
Justin had to order the doors. So they haven't came in yet.
But are they the same kind?
They're close to the same thing.
Saloon doors, right?
Sir?
Saloon doors, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but he's got some new doors coming.
Okay.
So they will be
That's
replaced.
What they told me.
Yes, ma'am.
When it hadn't been painted.
Of course, the Vider office, the sub-sheriff's office, we're still moving forward on that building. We're doing some plaster work in the back corner room, and we're wiping all the walls down this week right now to get ready to start painting all the offices.
Okay.
So those two projects are still going good, and we are working on the other
human
thing.
Resources.
Yeah. That, and we're working on the sneeze guards and and also the automatic door opener should be coming in. All he's going to do is call me. We're going to do it on a weekend and take care of it, and it'll be done.
Okay.
Everything's in place. About all I got.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it very much.
Rick Scarborough's guys are doing all the work.
I know they're doing a great job.
Is Clark out there right now?
He's right there.
Where? Oh, there he is. Okay. I was gonna say, so we can leave. I'm trying to see if we got our 10. Because one of us had. If you're done, then you can.
Well, I'm done for this one. I got more.
Sheriff's
we
stepping out.
I just need to. Okay, the sheriff's gonna step out, so Clark can come in. You can stay, and that way Clark can come in and update us on the Harvey stuff. If he has any updates on
it. I really don't have any update at this point. We're still working through. Error checking, I guess, on the inspections that were done. And as soon as that's done, we can try to move forward with the next step.
Okay.
And one of the things that I do anticipate we'll have to do is to contract out work because it's just going to be so big, otherwise.
Okay.
So that's my update for at this point.
All right. That's what I need. Thank you, sir.
Sheriff, sure, come back.
Landfill.
That's what I was going to ask.
That's next.
Yeah, we have a deal on.
So
he's got a stake on.
Okay. So Clark stay.
Not yet.
All right.
That's next.
All right. All right. So there's nothing else. So item number six is discussion and possible actions regarding operations at the county landfill. And I put this on here because it's trying to do our safe distancing piece is that we need to make sure that.
Clark.
Now that we're actually able to take money out at the deal, but you have to have person-to-person transfer of that, and so I wanted us to consider waiving that restriction. Waiving the pay, people having to pay for a period of time. If y'all want to determine what that period of time is, but so that there is no person-to-person contact out there, other people coming in there and being able to dump, we don't have to have that contact. But if we're exchanging money, we do, and so I want to be able to look at not. My suggestion is we look at waiving those fees and discussion.
I agree with you completely, and I brought that up at the last meeting. And maybe, people have, they're having to drive to wherever they're dumping the stuff to start with. And now a lot of people are working on their houses because they have the time to do it and cleaning yards and stuff. But they're dumping. And maybe just drive that little bit further out there, and gas is really cheap out there. And so you're not using that much gas, and drive it off. It's free, it's there, it's a place to dump. And I just want to encourage people to drive to the dump.
How long are we?
And use it.
How long is everybody thinking?
I would just make a motion we waive the fees until further notice.
I would too.
We don't know how long that it's going to actually be.
Because we could do that.
Or at least till the next meeting.
Till the next.
Why don't we waive it until the 12th when the 12th in line with the disaster?
That's what I was thinking. And that way, at least they have a date. They know it's
right.
To this day.
Get it done by this day.
Yeah.
It doesn't just all of a sudden we wake up one day and it's canceled.
Okay.
Good.
May the 12th.
Make that motion that we extend the waiving the fees until
May 12th.
That'd be May 12th.
Okay.
And I second that.
All right, a motion by 3, a second by 2, to waive fees at the landfill until May the 12th. Any further discussion?
And the landfill is going to stay the same.
Same hours.
Same hours, yeah.
Same hours, same days.
Say those hours.
All right, so we're good. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Clark. Item number 7, discussion and possible action regarding filing as a court a direct deposit from the State Comptroller of Public Accounts in the amount of $406,169.12. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for the month of February 2020 and have been credited to the General Operating Fund. It's just our sales tax for the month. And they're still holding steady, which is kind of crazy with all this going on. But.
Mm-hmm. It shows what we spend our money on.
Right. We just need to.
Move to accept that.
Okay. Have a motion by 1 second. To accept, second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 8, discussion and possible action regarding the acceptance of the Orange County Annual Financial Report for the year ended September 30th, 2019. This report was prepared by Weaver and Tidwell LLP in accordance with the accounting principles generally accepted in the United States of America. Ms. Schmidt.
It's on you. You should have your. You should have the annual financial report up to Christina and she's here now.
Motion to accept.
A motion by 4.
I'll see.
My pen just blew up.
Second.
Motion by 4, second by, I already got one on it, so
okay.
Taken by 1.
You
know, he's kind of a quiet guy sometimes. So motion by 4, second by 1. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There you go. Item number 9, discussion and possible action regarding amending the order for payment of routine office expenses to include payment within the grant agreement required timeline of various grant-related expenditures that have been appropriately budgeted and purchased.
Ms. Schmidt. But you should have this order. This came up because in some of the grants, it is specified that they have to be paid in a certain time period, and especially adults probation. Jamie brought this up that it was concerning with going to every other week of court that we might not hit that time period.
Action item. So.
And I believe you have that word.
they're looking at it.
I'll second.
Motion by 3, second by 2. Any further discussion? Commissioner Trahan is reading through.
I'm just trying to make sure how that motion was worded. So we didn't technically have one, but it's to include the grant payments. I'm good.
Any further discussion of that? All right, so I have a motion by 3, a second by 2. No further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 10, acknowledgement for the recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor's protested listings for April 7th, 2020. And that was our last week's bills because we're meeting every other week. So it's just keeping us caught up.
If you want me to read them, I'd be glad to, however you like.
The court, you
want her
to read them?
I think just to make it part of the record probably would be a good idea.
Okay.
schedule of bills for approval for April 7th, 2020. The general fund was $25,925.22. Road and bridge, $77.16. Airport, $236.24. Consolidated accounts, $1,591.61, for a total payment of $27,830.23.
Need a motion to accept those into the record, Judge?
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, a second by four to accept the April 7th payment of bills into the record. Any further discussion? Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding payment of April 14, 2020 of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. Item A, $96,256.42 to the Texas Association of Counties Health and Employees Benefits Pool from General Fund 001-101-51270 for group medical, dental, life, and retiree insurance under the age of 65 years old for April 2020.
And also for approval on April 14th, 2020, from the general fund, $282,369.65. Road and bridge, $202,930.48. Mosquito control, $1,229.43. Adult probation, $5,004.38. Airport, $1,764.62. Consolidated accounts, $631.72, for a total payment of $493,930.28.
I move to go ahead and pay the bills listed by the auditor.
And I'll second.
A motion by one, I have a second by two to approve payment of the bills for April 14th, 2020. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding approving payment of $40,222.50 to Wendorf Beward and Partners, LLC for professional services performed February 1st, 2019 to July 31st, 2019. And this was, I think, the last remaining invoices that we have for Wendorf Beward.
Yes, these are the remaining invoices that we have.
A copy of that in your deal if you wanted to look at them.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and pay them in.
Yeah, second.
A motion by one, a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We're just keeping Penny up there all day. Item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer auditor's office from 001-111-53830 contingency of $40,222.50 to 001-111-54130 contracted fees and services of $40,222.50 purpose to provide funds for professional services provided by Wendorf Beward and Partners LLC, and this is for the approval of the money transfer to pay the
That's all that is.
So it was not budgeted?
No.
Okay,
I'll make a motion.
Motion by two.
I'll second.
Second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. All right, and then I got. Is Kurt out there still? Gidry? When she leaves, Kurt, he's coming. Just so you have your next item, agenda item. So discussion and possible action regarding maintenance department purchasing supplies for the remainder of the year. Mr. Gidry.
Judge, Commissioners, actually what that was supposed to be is a just an agenda item to transfer funds from one account to another account. It kind of changed up. I mean, I actually have the original thing that was sent, but...
Well, if the next one is the one that actually
it's for the... It's actually just to move money out of Buildings and Grounds to housekeeping supplies. I did, I know there's an account set up for on the coronavirus and stuff like that. I do have about $4,000 of funds that we spent on housekeeping supplies. I don't have a complete total yet because I don't have all my invoicing, and I know that funds will come back. But I'm coming up on my summer months, and I always try to keep more inventory in my summer months for in case something else comes up. So to move the funds is just to replenish that account. I'm down to $600 of it as a total. Okay. I just want to make sure I don't run low for
that's understandable.
Another event.
That he had to use for
it should be
The cleaning, the sanitation stuff, will that be reimbursed?
Should be.
Yes, ma'am.
Should, okay. You know, as we get to that point, we can do that. We're hoping it's going to be reimbursable. Okay.
Do we need to read the next agenda item before we make a motion?
You're moving to 15, is that what I understand?
10.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
That's
the yeah, because I mean, he doesn't need really the deal of it. So that's gonna we're gonna so it'd be a no action on 14.
On 10, we'll be moving. On 15, we'll be moving 10. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So 15, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from maintenance from 001-115-57550 repairs, rentals, construction, etc. of $10,000. 2001-115-52150 of janitorial supplies of $10,000 in purposes to provide funds for the remainder of the year for the supply.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by four, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Ma'am.
Item number 16, discussion and possible action regarding filing the minutes of the court, the 2018-2019 financial report for emergency services district number one. Commissioner Viator?
It's just the annual financial statement from the fire district, and after reviewing it, I make a motion we accept it into the filing of the minutes.
And it's no county money doing that. That's their own money.
That's their own tax money. They're their own taxing entity.
I'll second.
Motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 17, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by the Road and Bridge Department. Mr. Slate.
Make sure we get the right number.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Michelle.
Yeah. It's musical people instead of musical chairs.
Let me just start off. I put a schedule of the Road and Bridge times for the different people in each one of y'all's boxes.
Yeah.
But the Road and Bridge Department is working under an alternate schedule, trying to reduce the possible exposure to employees of the COVID-19 virus. It's our intent to continue on all of our normal operations, but to keep the employees as separate as possible. I'd like to encourage the public to call in with questions rather than coming into our office. And our phone number, if anybody doesn't have it, it's 409-882-7905. There's a lot of things that we can answer over the phone that could eliminate the need for somebody to come in just to ask. One of the big questions that we get often is about the landfill. And so we will post on our Facebook page that the fees are waived until May 12th now, and that our hours are Tuesday and Thursday 7 to 6 and Saturday 7 to 5. So that, you know, I'd like to encourage people to go to that website, Facebook page, and answer that question before, you know, trying to come into the office. The collection station was closed all last week, excuse me, but it's open again now 3 days a week. As I said, it's Tuesday and Thursday 7 to 6, and Saturday 7 to 5. I appreciate that y'all waive the fees because we do have a lot of contact out there. The last Saturday we were open, there were 187 people that came out there. And if we don't have a credit card machine yet, so it's all cash, and that means, you know, handling that cash. We are working, I don't know if you've been over to the sidewalk there by the sheriff's office, but we've got that underway. We're trying to get that completed and back in shape before things return to normal. It's nice right now with a lot of the cars being gone and a lot less traffic through there. So Our intent is to try by next Wednesday to get that poured. We may have to do it in a couple of pieces, so it may not all happen at once, but we're making progress on it. Our road rehab work has started again. Right now we're working on Bessie Heights Road. They should be putting a prime down on it right now. I was there just before lunch, and they were getting ready to put the prime out. And then if everything goes as planned, tomorrow we'll be doing the chip seal surface on that. And that'll be an all-day affair for us. It takes a little over 7,000 gallons to put out. So that's a whole tanker and then a half a tanker worth of oil.
Do we have a list, Clark, that you're...
I've got that. We also started work on Jewel in Terry Estates. Mm-hmm. That's another one of the roads that we started on last year, and then we had, because of the weather, had to postpone doing anything until now. There's Bessie Heights, Liston, the roads there in Jewel or Terry Estates. Mm-hmm. We have some over in a neighborhood called Pecan Grove over towards Vider, where we have, I think, three roads with just gravel on them right now. And then I do have a list of the roads that I've put on there, which is a compilation of what y'all have given me and what we had held over from last year. This list is just the first draft, because we do have nowhere near enough money to do all these roads.
What?
So what I'm asking is for y'all to look at this and add things to the right, maybe prioritize so that I can address these in the priorities that y'all would like. And then what we do every year, we work until either the money runs out or the time runs out. And even though I'm thinking that we're not going to have near enough money, we're going to cut this list by about half. That just depends on, you know, how we do. Materials are our biggest expense. In the past few years, we've had big stockpiles of material that we could pull out of, and we've slowly whittled those down to where we're about to the point where we're having to buy everything that we use. We do have some materials that we can get that are stockpiled, but not a substantial amount. So if you would, take a look at this. Over there on the far right-hand side, if you would try to prioritize, so that when I try to go back and reduce this money down, I can get your, you know, number one, number two, number three kind of priorities in there. And then it's not going to be eliminated, but if we have money, then we'll keep going. If we run out of money, then that's when we have to stop.
Okay. Clark, the only thing I want to mention is that on my list, that most of Hudnall, mm-hmm. that piece that you're talking about, is actually in two.
Okay.
It's from that drainage ditch back is all in two. So except for probably the first 500 yards, it's probably all in two.
Hudnall is one of those that was damaged during Hurricane Harvey and Ike, and we're trying to go back and fix it. We fixed about a third of the road so far that was immediate, got washed out, and then we were just trying to go back and get the rest of it now. It's one that maybe we'll get some refund on. You know, as y'all are aware of these hurricane and storm damage are typically a 75-25 split, where the county pays 25% and the federal will pay the 75, but you may not get that money for several years. So we can't count on it right now.
Well, I noticed that I have the most roads of anybody, and Johnny, I mean, he mentioned that about, but don't put that back on. No, because I have the fewest on there.
We're gonna add one.
No.
Well, I mean, you gotta give
a hard
look at it. Down there in the bottom right hand corner, what I did was just for y'all's information, list how many road miles was in each precinct.
Where is that?
That bottom little box down there by itself on the right hand side. That shows you your percentage for each precinct of what the county total is. And so, you know, ideally, when we finally get down to our list, the amount of money spent in each precinct would be the same as what your percentage of the county total is. But everybody's over right now.
Yeah.
So even though you have less roads on it, your cost is more. You're more costly, Commissioner Beecham.
I have 145 miles of road. Mm-hmm.
Including that piece of Hutnell.
No, not.
Not that one, that's probably right. It's including that Hutnell. Okay.
So I have the most.
So, Clark, right now, the Listen cutoff, Bessie Heights, I think Oak Grove, Live Oak, and Fir are what we're...
Right. No, those are the ones that we started on last winter.
Right.
And we've already got the base material down.
Right.
And so we need to go ahead and finish those. That's why I put an NA out there in that priority. Because I want to do those. Okay. We have to do those.
Yeah.
Yeah, to finish them.
But, you know, that's what that orange box means. And why, if you look in that column there where it says limestone, where it shows zero, mm-hmm. that's because we already put it down last winter.
From last year's money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, Clark, I'll go back out and look at Stallion again. I think Stallion, we could probably cut that distance in half because I was looking from, I think, Coat Circle back. It's really, mm-hmm. It gets really bad. And this year I want to kind of fix that piece, and so we could probably push that front piece to next year.
Okay.
I'll go out and get it again.
What?
We could probably cut that down some.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. Apparently I didn't edit that because I got your note about from Colt to the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which roads are in Terry State?
That's Jewel, Timco. There's several different roads in there, but Jewel's the big
Timco
one.
But you don't have Timco on there.
No. What we actually are doing out in Terry Estates is the main road going in, and then several of those little cul-de-sac, just the cul-de-sac
they
itself.
Okay.
And we've already got the gravel down on all those. I just had that all listed as Jewel.
And you're waiting for the weather, which is beautiful.
Well, right now, or as soon as they get through doing the priming, they'll be out there with the machinery.
Yeah.
Breaking it up again and recompacting.
Clark, I guess, how long is this schedule going to be that you work part of your crew on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then the next week you switch it? I mean, because we've got so much work to do.
That is a handicap.
Well, it is. I mean, but right now we have to, that's how we have to manage it.
But what is like somebody that was driving one of the big machine had been out there, because you're not going to finish it all in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So you leave that machine out there, and he just drives to there. He doesn't drive to the precinct barn and then to the location.
Well, what we tried to do on my schedule is to keep the construction crew uh-huh. all working on the same schedule. The big equipment we leave out on the job site mm-hmm. each day mm-hmm. so that we don't have to move it. Because
that's right.
A lot of that stuff, we have to haul it on a trailer.
Well, this one, Jewel, is right down the street.
Right, and they were moving equipment there yesterday.
Okay.
And so the equipment should be there. And the same people that are doing the prime work, they probably finished, I'm guessing, by 2. They'll then go over to Jewel and start working on it.
Okay, and the next day's crew would know exactly what to do to pick up for the day before left off?
Well, typically the construction crew is working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And so they'll get 3 days in, and then the next week trying to do this.
What's Tuesday, Thursday then?
Well, the people that are doing the construction work, they'll be working Tuesday, Thursday the next week. Okay, but
right.
We don't have enough skilled people to be able to have multiple operators for each of those machines. Some of it we do, a lot of it we do. The blade work, that's it takes a lot of skill to do that. And we have 2 people, and they're both on the construction crew. Mm-hmm. So they're running both of those maintainers. That's what I'm calling the blade. But we're trying to do as much as we can. I have told them that, on some of these days, they normally would get off at 3:30, but to keep working, to get the most they can out of these 3 days in a row that
yeah.
they're working. Particularly, sometimes
you're
things
there.
Have a good stopping point.
Mm-hmm.
Like tomorrow, when we start on the chip seal, we're going to have to work till we finish it,
mm-hmm.
which may be 7 o'clock.
But that doesn't get overtime because you're not working the next day.
Well, it gets overtime. But
does it really?
But on that kind of operation, see, we have a transport truck bringing that material to us from Cleveland. And
that's not unusual, though.
No, that's
a normal.
It's that every year.
Okay. I'm just trying to.
She's just thinking because they're off the next day.
That's how I got confused.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I went back there to the precinct too. I'd love to move precinct too. I know. I didn't want to see John have the big one right there. But anyway, like, we had mowers, like, you know, mm-hmm. nice mowers. And grass was this high growing up all around them, and they're just sitting out in the weather. And I asked the foreman, I said, do those work? You know, are they usable? Oh, yeah, they are.
Depends on which tractor you're looking at. That's sort of our graveyard out there.
Well, he said they work.
They do. But we have a couple of tractors out there that work, but we only use them to cut at the landfill. Has a big batwing mower, which we can't really use out on the highways very well. We have a tractor that...
Couldn't those be undercover somewhere in that barn rather than their personal truck?
Well, they move around during the daytime and at night, but the tractors typically stay outside all the time, those tractors.
And just get them cleaned up, at least get them mowed around there or something. I just had observed that, mm-hmm. and this was concerned.
Clark, I got one question. One of the streets that we're going to try to do is some of IP Way.
Mm-hmm.
It passed the old 87, it's in pretty bad shape. And we striped the other end last year, year before last, I can't mm-hmm. remember now. I have two questions. One is there a certain speed limit when National Highway Code or somebody says that you should stripe a road? What is that?
It's not based on speed limit. It's based on the width of the road.
Okay.
And most of our roads aren't wide enough. In fact, almost all of them aren't wide enough to have it. It's kind of optional anyway, but most of our roads are either 18, 20, or 22 feet. And, you really don't have to have it striped until you get wider than that.
I was thinking anything 40 and above, we probably ought to stripe. Speeds are getting a little higher. And the second question is I don't know if Kurt's machine can stripe that road when we get through. Kurt?
Oh, I'm sure it could.
rather than paying somebody to come out and stripe that road,
yeah.
I'd rather use what we have and we can mm-hmm. see if we can do that. So, because I know that'll be a piece of it when we get through. And then I know some of the, like a piece of Little Cypress Drive used to be striped and it's about faded.
Yeah, it just faded away.
So just some of the, in my territory, another one that I thought probably ought to be striped is probably South Teal.
Now we did actually stripe South Teal when we did the Hurricane Ike. Was it Ike? Ike 2.2 money. That was a grant thing.
So just certain roads where I think the speed gets a little higher,
mm-hmm.
I think we probably ought to stripe the roads where we can. So, and I just want to make sure we can utilize the equipment we already had on hand. Speaking of, I see the lift is on its way.
Oh, you got my email.
And I do have a use for the lift. Parked out there on the Cypress Drive. I've got mm-hmm. a couple calls about the old rotten limb right there at the bayou.
Yeah, that big tree that's way out there.
Rather than having our guys standing in a front-end loader or something like that.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
I'd rather we'll have that lift in a week.
I don't know. You obviously got
the week of the 20th.
It might be the end of this week or next week.
Okay. So when we get that lift, let's see if we can't utilize it for that and see if we can't be one of our first uses and see if we can't cut that limb out over the top of the road. Got quite a few people that seem to be concerned about that rotten limb. They say it keeps getting lower. I drive it all the time. Don't look like it's getting lower to me, but I'm not going to argue with them. So.
Well, it may, when it leaves out, may look lower than it does in the wintertime.
Yeah, so.
Whose tree is it?
It's not on county right away.
The limb is,
but the trunk isn't. That's why it really it's staying there like that.
So, but we can cut what we need to off the right away. So that's
mm-hmm.
All right, well, if y'all would prioritize and...
I had a question
mm-hmm.
before we move on. So I know we had talked about in the past and somewhere in the future, if we can kind of look, especially right now, since we're kind of limited office space, but we've talked about this parking lot out here,
mm-hmm.
about getting it kind of the bad spots patched up in it and then get it...
striped.
Well, we need to have that sealer on top mm-hmm. of it.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things.
And have it striped and at some point. So right now may be a good time to let's kind of take a look at that.
Okay.
With the sealer and whatever patches we need to make out there, because the parking lot's it's running less than half full right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not people coming in and out, so that'd be easy to ship from one side of the parking lot to the other, to be able to manage that and then get it striped at some after we get it done.
Hey, Kurt, I'd like to take a look at where the handicap spaces are and spread them out a little bit more, because we've got a lot of folks that are older, but they haven't went out and got their handicap tags, and so they're parking way out there. So if we could spread that a little bit further along that front line and give us a little bit more parking closer to the building for some of those older folks who aren't yet qualified as handicapped. So, I don't know how many we have to have, and do some of them
have one for every 25 parking spots.
Okay, so some of this parking lot actually serves the courthouse.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So we probably ought to have a couple on that end and some on this end as well. What do I think? We'll talk about that later and see what we can do to figure out how many we need, where we need them, and get all that figured out before we start getting in the middle of a project and then scurry to do it.
Yeah, and your signs are done by you, right? Or they're the ones that you do? Because these signs on the fence where y'all have the maintenance parking and all that, some of those are just nasty looking. I was meaning to ask about that. I don't know who does them, but
well,
there's a couple that need
get
to be.
Them from Clark.
Yeah, there's a couple that just need to be updated on it. Because that one maintenance one, I'm going to start parking in front of because I can't read it anyway, so I might as well park in front of it.
You probably don't need two spots anyway. You probably get by with one.
Just change your signs.
The judge don't park over on the side anymore, so you get another spot right there.
I'm afraid parking is going to block me in. No escape. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else have any other questions? All right, item 18, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon project as presented by the maintenance department.
As far as the, I guess y'all got, I don't think, yeah, y'all got the email on the UTMB as far as them departing. They may have left the building. They went to Beaumont. I talked to one of the nurses, and there's a temporary deal that they're doing because of the coronavirus. Of course, WIC is still using the facility over there, even though UTMB is not at the 10th and Cordray, but WIC is still using the facility. They apparently, when the email was sent out, they had already pre-discussed this before they even informed us on it. Because when I got over there the very next day, the nurse was leaving, and she done had all her stuff packed up and was going. I said, you know, thanks for the notice, you know. But I actually thought when they said they were leaving the building that they were going to vacate the whole building. But they said they would be back, but they didn't know when. And I don't know what that's going to do for the county, because we're, as far as the whole building, it's not being utilized. It's just we're storing UTMB stuff inside there. I guess utilities for UTMB that we're paying for.
Yeah, so at some point, you know, we need to reach out to Jennifer, get her to reach out to them and see if we can't figure out what their plan is.
Yeah, what their intentions are for the future.
If they plan on coming back, fine, but if they're trying to look other arrangements, we probably need to go ahead and look at that and how WIC operates there also.
Yeah.
Because we were getting ready to spend a lot of money on that building and get it painted and get it all, you know, dolled up, but if they're not coming back, there ain't no need in spending that money over there.
Yeah, I had a letter that came in the email. It was for a backflow preventer that was put on the building last year in January. The city said that since it's a clinic, we have to have a backflow preventer. So we had one installed. Well, I got a letter from Casey from UTMB, wanted to know if we were going to have this thing inspected before I think it was the 4th of this month. And it's like, I didn't even know anything about this. What happened was UTMB was getting the actual notice from the city of Orange instead of the county, even though the county pays all the utility bills over there. So I talked to one of the guys from the city today to make sure that all the information is mailed to the county and not to UTMB, because UTMB was holding it, then they want to complain about it not being inspected before the deadline date.
Yeah.
And so if I don't know about it, it's kind of hard to do.
You can afford that on to us as well.
Yeah. So I do got to get in touch with the A1 Plumbing, and they're going to go out there and inspect it. So that apparently this is going to be a yearly thing. I don't understand why all of a sudden we're having to worry about backflow preventers because we have some in other buildings and they're never inspected. Not that they don't work or anything. It's just that the city never required those to be inspected, so yeah. I don't know if this is a new thing or not, but...
One thing on that before you go.
Sure.
I know TAN is looking for a new location. That might be a use for that building if UTMB is going to vacate.
Yeah.
So we can look at your options on it.
We
just need to reach out. I'll give Jennifer a call and get her to reach out to them and find out if they have.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't give us any indication as far as what their time frame was, other than that they said they were going to temporarily, all the ladies were going to work in Beaumont.
That's the last letter we got.
And it's like, well, what do y'all consider temporary?
Yeah. Okay.
But as far as all the other projects that we got going on, it's just the sheriff's sub office and the Vider, and then we're working on HR over here. We're working on the other project that talked to the judge about on a sneeze guard for county clerk and district clerk to help protect the employees and the public from any kind of transmitted sneezing or something, coughing on anybody.
Explain what that's about. I had reached out to Kirk on Friday, I think it was.
Yes, sir.
And he answered the phone even though it was late. Thank you. But what we're looking at doing is we're kind of talking to the other county judges, and the thing about this coronavirus and what's going on with it is that all of our, that's the probably the three areas, the tax office, the county clerk's office, and the district clerk's office, is having that person-to-person contact across the counter. And then what I asked Kurt to look at was possibly putting up a sneeze guard, sneeze shield. You're seeing them in HEBs and places like that. Jefferson County's getting ready to do them. Chambers County is doing theirs right now, to where they're not doing the whole counter all the way down, but they're doing like a couple of windows that can be used on and off. At yours, it's a smaller deal, but it may be like 5 or 6 feet of a something kind of nice, but built that during times like this, we can have a way that we have a way to keep the transmission of somebody sneezing or coughing or breathing on somebody else's helping deal. Because what we do know is that this thing, it's not going away. We're going to be facing this again next year in some shape or form. We cannot continue to shut the county down for 2-3 months every year when something like this comes up. And so we're all trying to get ahead of doing something preventive. And it would even help during normal flu seasons and cold. That when somebody walks in and that, Brandy's girl sees somebody down there that's sneezing or coughing, or they are, that, hell, I'll wait for you behind this window. And that way we have a way to protect ourselves. So we're just kind of looking into it. There's nothing solid yet, but just reviewing our options, because what I really don't want is for us to get into next year and we've done nothing. We've got to be proactive in this. We've got to do something to keep our public accessible to our buildings in at least some kind of a limited form that we can still continue to do the work that we're here to do. And so Kirk's has been going around, I think, already starting getting some measurements and just kind of starting to look at some things. In those three particular areas, I talked to Karen this morning. She's got some ideas, and we were kind of moving with some stuff with Vicki, and then Vicki called me this morning. She's got a different idea of what she wants to do in hers from what I presented to her. And I said, fine, but come up with something. But something's got to happen. We've got to do something, and we're going to do something. And if Brandy, if you have some ideas in yours that's different from what we're looking at, just let us know. Because
now Brandy's been...
We've got to be proactive in this. And we've got to have something in place come this time next year. Whenever the flu season and this stuff starts up again, that we have a way to protect our public and protect our employees. And so, we've just got to have a solution. And so that's what he's looking into. And he's going to get us some ideas.
Right now, we ordered 2 sheets of Lexan from Home Depot. It's supposed to be in, I think, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And Phil has already cut out the material, and it's all about ready to be done. All we got to do is just take it and cut the Lexan and go to her office and put one up, because it's that fast.
Yeah, and we're going to hold on Vicky's for now.
Yes.
While I look at her plan, but if you want to talk to Karen, she's got some.
Yeah, because we're going to have to do something with Vider also, because Vider's even worse on the tax office, because when you walk up to one of the girls over there, you're like, they're right here, you're looking down at them. So
yeah.
So you're
breathing down. And so we want to have a way that in the tax office right here, that when you go into the left, all those counters are still high.
Yeah.
And so if we put it there, then whenever somebody waits on somebody, they'd have to stand up so they're more eye to eye with each other and stuff. But we'd have some kind of deal, so they'll have a pass-through window, that they just slide the paperwork underneath. But it allows us to still be able to work with our public but keep our people safe. And we may come up with a better solution down the road, but that's, the more we do, the more costly it's going to be. But we've got to have something in place moving forward. We got to get something in place. And so I would say whatever we need to do in the binder, I'll get with Karen.
Okay.
On that, y'all come up with a solution on that, and then I'll continue to talk with Vicki to see what her plan is. But yeah, I told her this morning, I said, we're doing something. I said, so we'll see what your plan is.
Well, it's what we with the ag department, mm-hmm. all the stuff that we put in there. So we did that was a year ago, mm-hmm. but that was something they requested after the building was built. When we were yeah. building the building, we asked them, did y'all want this? And they said no.
Yeah.
Then a little bit later on come up, they would like it because of people who come up not feeling good and all that. They would like to have something to block
that's
them.
Right. And that's
so
right.
we bought all the stuff, and we put it all up, and worked out real well for yeah. them because they're already protected.
In the 1442 building, we have that where Lisa Roberts' office is at there.
Yes.
So they're going to look at some adjustments they can make there moving forward to where she sits behind the window that, you know, that she's able to use that area of space too. We may have to make some changes out there. But those are the kind of things we need to look at moving forward. And once we kind of get with that, I also want to look at some of the things we can do with our drop boxes that we have to where they're not having to go out of the building to open the drop box and to come back into the building. We may need to figure out some way we can do a pass-through. We talked about that before in one of those bottom panels
yeah.
that we put something there. But we've got to start looking at these kind of things now and moving forward so that when we get to this thing popping up again or something like it popping up again, we're better prepared than we were this time. You know, we didn't know to be prepared this time. We didn't know this coming, but now we do.
Yes, sir.
And so we can't sit and not do something.
How much weight will these counters hold?
A lot. I'm just thinking. Oh, yeah, I know what you're getting at because what we talked about years ago. Yeah.
And I know a place that we might be able to salvage some from. And so I'd have to make those phone calls, but it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the weight and the thickness of it is. That's going to make a lot of difference.
Yeah.
Let me make a phone call, then I'll get with you.
Okay.
And again, but that's what I've got him, you know, asked him to start looking at that. I called him on Friday night after we had some discussions over in Beaumont. So we could at least start looking at some things. He can start bringing those kind of ideas to us. I think that the one for your office is, you know, once maybe she sees that and everybody kind of gets an idea of what we're doing. And if we need to expand on it later, we
yeah.
will. But moving forward, we got to have something that we can work with.
I agree.
We can get our public back in because we don't know how long this is going to last, and we can't keep our public out of these buildings forever. That's what we're here to do, serve them. So we got to figure out a way to serve them.
Yeah,
so thank you for that.
Well, talking with the sheriff when all this stuff came up, realizing that all the stuff that was built three decades as far as the county jail, what could possibly take place inside that facility that you wouldn't be able to help the people who actually work there? For instance, the infirmary. Mm-hmm. The infirmary has its own AC unit, but the problem is where the nurse is, it's the same air conditioned unit. Mm-hmm. So if somebody was quarantined inside the jail facility versus in the ward or one of the isolation rooms or the bubble, it really wouldn't make that much difference because the air conditioning is all the same unit.
Yeah. Can you put like an ionizer or something in there?
Well, back when it was built back in 1995, that part, there was no design for an isolated area. Now,
think about it.
The biggest thing for the sheriff, we had talked, if something actually came up over there, the dorm has its own unit and it's all by itself. Now, it may hold, what is it, 43 inmates? So there's one guard to 43 inmates, but you're still putting that one guard in that dorm that might have somebody might be infected. And we don't actually have a place for an isolation inside the jail facility that wouldn't contaminate airspace. Depending on what virus is going on, it's not necessarily this one, but it's something that you have to consider at one point.
And those things, and Sheriff, while we're kind of on that, I mean, I know that, you know, I've been in this side of the building. Is there anything over there in that regard of what he's doing in these other offices that you would have a need for in yours that we would need to look at or something to do it? I mean, I know you've got the glass in just when they walk in the door already. I'm just kind of thinking through my head of all the places over there. But, you know, any of these kind of things that pop up and we may have, you know, I know that
Well, we did take some provisions. We did take some provisions for their infirmary.
Yeah.
Because I talked with the sheriff, I think it was after a court one day, and I told him I would get on the HEPA filters for the infirmary. So I ordered two new changes, and we changed all the filters and the HEPA filters up in the attic for the infirmary. At least we know at this time they're all brand new filters up there. So they're hospital grade filters. We ought to be good, and we did do that, and that was just to help out the employees that work inside there, regardless of who went inside the infirmary.
And you know, we did kind of, as we're talking about the cleaning and stuff like that, we did have we put in an order through the 6 county region of these fogging machines. Jefferson County currently has one. That's why you haven't had heard about their buildings being closed for any length of time, other than they have their own fogger that they can go in and treat their buildings. They do the Jefferson County Courthouse where we were all working at the OC. They do it every day.
They
go in there and treat it. Their guy does it. They have the stuff you spray, and he comes in after we're all gone, and he sprays the whole stuff, and the next day we're all good to go. So that we ordered through the 6 county region 6 of those, one for each county, and so that we would have our own here, because last week was, I mean, and it's, hopefully it's reimbursable, but it's pretty pricey every time we have to clean these, disinfect these buildings.
Oh, yeah.
If you're doing it through a contractor. So we ordered those. When those get in, we'll you know, hopefully we'll get those things in at some point so that we'll have our own here. It's about $1,100 for the fogger itself, and then the chemical's not expensive. It's just that machine that you got to have to do it. And it's handheld, and he goes around, and he's got the little backpack, and he's just going to town with it. And then, you know, and the stuff is, this was treated, so you don't see nothing on it. It wasn't wiped down. This whole place was treated. So it's a very safe stuff, but it does what it's supposed to do, and so hopefully we'll have our own. But I do want us, as we move forward, and I will tell you again, thank you for getting on that. And I know you're moving fast to get that in, and we appreciate it, so that we can get these folks protected, you know, and on both sides of the glass. Anything else? Any questions or any suggestions on that? Do y'all have any ideas yourself? I mean, because if you have something,
well, the county got real lucky as far as on the Clorox wipes that we handed out to departments. They had actually messed up on my order, and we got double the order.
That's great.
Well, this was back last year, so we had all this stuff in stock.
Yeah.
And it was going to get used regardless sometime during the year time, because we use it anyway. But when this popped up, then we had, I think it was 350 containers of wipes. And right now I think I have 24 left on the shelf.
Yeah. And so one of the...
It's hard to get.
It's very hard to get. We ordered, I ordered for Orange County 5,000 masks week one of this event, and we still don't have them. We keep tracking them. They keep telling us they're shipping them.
Where are they coming from, John?
Everything's coming from China. And we can't get them. There's a lot of issues going on over there. Minimum order requirements now and stuff, but we're trying to get 5,000 masks. We did get a few that went out to our first responders that we got in last week, and we sent it to the first responders. Everybody saw the big video with the governor with all the thousands of boxes of stuff behind him. Well, by the time 254 counties and all the cities within those counties and fire departments, our truck was one pickup truck worth of equipment, worth of stuff. And we got it back, and we spread it out on our first responders. So it goes very fast, and so we're trying to get that. But hopefully we'll have a good backlog of that, because we're going to have some inventory of that stuff moving forward when we can get our hands on it.
We did get our hand sanitizer that I had ordered for weeks and weeks, and we had a whole bunch of dispensers, but I wasn't going to go putting all dispensers up until we had the actual product to go in it, because someone would just call and say, hey, this thing is out. Mm-hmm. Well, we finally got the material in, and when we did, we put everything that the sheriff department needed to help them out, and we went to all the buildings, even the 1442 and all that, and put hand sanitizers out for all the employees. So that worked out good, but we used up all the materials, so I don't have any more. So once it runs out, I mean, it's out, because it's just too hard to get.
I see Gophers has some available.
Well, it's something that's got to fit in the container. The company that we buy our stuff from actually gives us the containers. The dispensers, and we buy the product.
It's not a pour and fill, it's mm-hmm. actually put it in
there. Yeah, it's a bag.
Okay. It's a little different.
It's a foaming bag that just put in there. Mm-hmm. But that's all I got, unless y'all got anything else.
That's it. Anybody else have anything? Thank you, sir.
All right.
Good update. All right.
Save the best for last.
That's it. That's it. Item number 19, discussion and possible action regarding allowing Sheriff Merritt use of asset forfeiture funds to pay for preventive maintenance inspection conducted by Marathon Fitness. The yearly cost is $350. Approval is required by CCP Chapter 59, Article 59.06.
So this is just a yearly inspection where they come inspect all the equipment and since we're using drug forfeiture money, I'm just following what the statute says.
Second.
We have a motion by one, a second by four. Any further discussion?
No. Wait, I just want to ask, this only happens once a year?
Once a year where they come and inspect all the inspection.
It's an annual inspection.
Okay. And it's only $350. That's true.
We bought all the equipment from them.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
What is the equipment? Fitness center.
It's their fitness center.
It's a gym.
Okay. For the
employee, for the sheriff's, yeah. It's a nice gym, by the way. It's good to have. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
So moved. Right.
Motion. Second.
Before we motion out, you speedy little guys, I did want to just make comment about our reporting. I want to thank Michelle and Christina and Joel for their work on getting these reports out. You know, we battled pretty hard to get this information that we're putting out every day for our number of cases and our number of people. We finally got our local health departments to agree to give us age and gender. We got that implemented in there, and we usually don't get those numbers in a big conglomerate group till about 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they work for a couple hours disseminating all that information before they send it to me and we approve it and then we put it out. And it was a long battle with the health department because it, there are HIPAA laws that protect the privacy of these people, and there's some of these things that we said we needed to have and we kept pushing them and we were finally able to get it approved. But thank you for getting all that information out there. I know our citizens want that information. Mm-hmm. and to be able to see that, and I appreciate the work that everybody's putting into doing that, and thank you again.
Does it go on KGT and the media?
We send it out to everybody.
Okay.
Once we get it, we send it out to the media outlets. We send it to everybody that gets it. It goes on our emergency management page every night. She gets it posted on the emergency management page so that people can go and look at it there, and we keep it as updated as the information that we get. And they're doing a pretty good job of getting it. So it's good, but thank you for that. And I know that I think our citizens certainly appreciate all that effort that's been going into place to getting that out.
Well, but some of them,
it was tough to get them to release that to us. They didn't want to release it to us.
It wasn't a call. It was on a Facebook that I read. But I wasn't getting out the information to the people in Marleyville about the COVID virus. I told them. Look at any news
channel,
go to...
I take it and I pull it off of the site and I send it to... I have several groups that I send it to,
mm-hmm.
And I do it every night.
Me too.
And that way they get it out.
But it's the same thing that they're getting.
It is. But, if you have those that want to get it, then you send it out. Occasionally I do it and I send it to the sheriff, because he wants the information mm-hmm. to give it to him because it's good information to have because his people get asked out there, so he's got it. Look, we can't ever put out enough information.
No.
I wish we could put out more.
They think that some of it's a secret.
Yeah, and it's not. I want to say that. Mm-hmm. We're not keeping anything from anybody. Mm-hmm. We're putting out as much as the health department gives us to put out. We don't have any more of that information than what we're putting out either. They don't give it to us. So I don't know names. I don't know addresses. I don't know that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it goes to... first responders for various reasons, the address do, that those people know when they respond that there could be a possibility, and that's as far as it goes. And that's to protect the rights of our citizens and their privacy. So.
And a big, big thank you to Judge, to all of our elected officials, our department heads, and all the employees for everything they're doing, because it's confusing and it's not really easy to do the things we're doing. It's not real easy for you to give the orders that you give, and I know that for sure.
Yeah.
And I just it's very much appreciated, especially, I'm sure, by all of us.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
thank you all.
Everything that's going on, you, the employees, department heads, and all the other elected officials.
Well, I appreciate the cooperation. We do a weekly meeting with our school superintendents, our mayors, our city managers, our sheriff's department, the port, and our drainage district comes to them, and we give a weekly update and just kind of a discussion back and forth about what's going on, so we're all on the same page, and the cooperation has been fantastic amongst everybody. And I think that having that communication going back and forth with everybody is keeping us all in a better position to be able to answer the questions that we get when we're out in the public, because there's a lot of them. I mean, you know, this is an event that we're writing this book as we go, so hopefully somebody down the road never has to deal with it again. If they do, they'll have at least some kind of a format, because we're writing the format right now. But thank y'all again, and so now we will move to item number 20.
Second. Because I know Johnny was fast.
Yeah, Johnny had one. Motion by one, second by four to adjourn. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Adjourned.